This is a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for this Tuesday, March the 19th. I'm Dustin Huffman. Talking right now with John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. And John, seeing things reverse to the upside here as the day has gone on. What's at the backside of this turnaround Tuesday?
Yeah, we got a little bit of turnaround Tuesday at least going on, especially in the soybean market right now. But not a lot of buying strength. That's the biggest thing. We're just seeing prices kind of continue to just gravitate around here, especially in that corn market. 440 on the May seems like the sellers kind of step back in, or the buyers dry up, and we drop to the bottom end, and then, you know, just get a little bid down there about 6-8 cents down. So again, just feels like corn market doesn't want to really go anywhere. Soybeans at least a little firmer today, getting some profit taking probably off of that soybean meal market. That's been helping out prices here. But again, the Brazilian prices continue to run well underneath U.S. supplies. We're hearing talk Brazilian farmers are in sell mode, so that hedge pressure comes in, you know, weighs on that market. You know, obviously, if we got a nice rally off the lows here in beans for us for 80, 90 cents, so do they. And they're taking advantage of that. And then lastly, wheat market here. Yeah, we've actually reacted pretty nicely to a lot of negative news here the past handful of days. Maybe it's Ukraine issues kind of popping up again in terms of some of those drone strikes. I think the market's really kind of moved past those. I just think we're range bound here and we're working ourselves off the bottom of the range. These are wheat futures trading 6, 7, 8 cents higher based on whatever, you know, species we're looking at in terms of the classes of wheat.
That again is John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. Our full conversation under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. We're going to take a break and take a look at those numbers right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 2 1/4 at 438 1/4. Soybeans unchanged now at 1187 3/4. Soy meal $1.50 higher at 333.40. Soy oil back down 17 cents at 48.53. On the Merck live cattle are down 60 cents at 187.97. Feeders down 45 cents at 254.65. Lean hogs down $1.15 at 85.67. That's the midday markets. I'm Dustin Huffman.